Dan Crozier and Roberta Levine created this piece titled Pandemic Tour in the Wave Farm Radio Intensive Workshop in April 2021.
March 1st, 2020.
Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight.
At a Washington State hospital, thousands of miles away from China's coronavirus epicenter, tragic news, the first coronavirus death in the United States.
The news has been alarming. But it's all happening far away, China, Italy, Washington State. Yet the four pharmacies I visit in the Lower East Side of Manhattan have all run out of hand sanitizer. We're planning to leave town to see our kids in Meadville, Pennsylvania. It's a 6-hour drive.
On the morning of March 7th, 2020, we head west out of New York City on what we plan on being a 5-day trip to Meadville. We stop at Costco in New Jersey for gas and end up buying 200 pairs of plastic gloves.
On March 8th, our son, his partner, and their child meet us at the Cleveland Art Museum. We don't know it at the time, but we won't go inside another museum for 6 months. And then later that afternoon, we pick up Luca at the Greyhound bus station. They're on spring break from Beloit College.
Then things start to shift. We get a series of emails from Beloit College. The first one says that spring break will be extended through March 22nd. The next one says students will resume in-person classes on March 30th.
Then we receive another email from Beloit, which states that all students who left campus for spring break should remain away from campus and that all campus events are canceled. And we're wondering what this means for Luca and for us.
Finally, on March 14th, we get an email saying all Beloit College instruction will occur online. This means Luca doesn't have to stay in their Beloit apartment, but they do have to get their cat. Roberta talks to Jack, ex-CIA operative, warns us not to come back to New York City. Only 3 days of food available. Advises us to get cash. We do.
So things are starting to really get scary. March 17th, New York State shuts down public schools, restaurants, the Empire State Building.
Breaking news tonight, Americans on virtual lockdown to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Residents in the country's largest city, New York, told a shelter-in-place order could be coming within the next 48 hours. The San Francisco area now under the tightest restrictions in the country. 7 million people told to stay in their homes. From coast to coast, empty streets, businesses closed.
And after many fevered discussions, we finally decide we're going to head west for Beloit, Wisconsin.
We drive through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois before we arrive in Wisconsin. The highways are empty. The rest stops are too. The chairs are stacked on top of tables.
When we stop for gas later, we see that the interior of the McDonald's is dark. This is the first time we've seen a McDonald's shuttered. We reach Beloit that evening. Then the next day, we start dismantling Luca's apartment, packing up their things while they adjust to taking classes online.
March 24th, Beloit, day 7. Bleak gray clouds loom from horizon to horizon.
On the 26th,
a grim milestone, the U.S. overtaking China for the most coronavirus cases in the world. The death toll in the U.S. now topping 1,000. New York City at the epicenter.
Dan's brother Bill invites us to shelter with him and his wife Julie in Goodview, Minnesota.
March 26th to 28th, the Beloit College radio station loops REM's It's the End of the World as We Know It continuously for hours and hours and days. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
April 1st, we've packed up Luca's stuff, emptied the apartment, and we drive northwest across Wisconsin and Minnesota deeper into the Midwest. You can't listen to any more scary news on the radio, so Luca plays us a fantasy novel entitled The Goblin King. We reach Billy's house late that afternoon. April 7th, the CDC reports 12,757 deaths from the coronavirus. On May 25th, George Floyd is murdered. At the end of May, we returned to New York City to protest in the street and helicopters in the sky. By June 1st, 98,536 Americans have died from the coronavirus.
We just heard Pandemic Tour by Roberta Levine and Dan Crozier, created for the Wave Farm Radio Intensive Workshop in April 2021.